Ahead of the Bills' first playoff game since 2000, grocery stores, bars, restaurants, and pizzerias are all gearing up for a big increase in business.
I have already ordered 50,000 pounds of chicken wings.
Carla Todero-Pantano, owner of La Nova Pizzeria, says she also expects their Buffalo and Williamsville locations will go through about 70 pounds of cheese.
So I'll have at least four or five people just shredding cheese nonstop, nonstop.
Todero Pantano says staff will be working around the clock starting today, just doing prep work for Sunday. But she says Lenovo's already been hit with a surge in pizza and wing sales to Bills fans nationwide.
I think we're almost up to over 800 orders that have already been gone through Federal Express, UPS.
Quenching the playoff drought will also likely mean lots of beer and other beverages.
Business is a-booming. It is.
Bob Colasa is Executive Vice President and General Manager for Try-It Distributing, which services about 2,300 stores, bars, and restaurants across the region. Colasa says compared to a year ago, beer sales are up a little over 10%.
So many of our customers are mom-and-pop organizations, too, so it's nice to see them get a little bit of an uptick. Plus our larger customers. You know, January tends to be pretty slow, so this is a great shot in the arm for our industry and also the local economy.
Bill Cassell, general manager of Pearl Street Grill and Brewery, Lafayette Brewing, and Buffalo River Works, says as soon as the Bills made the playoffs, he started planning viewing parties at the three properties.
We're having 350 pint specials, which was our pricing the last time the Bills made the playoffs.
Cassell says they're expecting thousands of football fans at Riverworks alone.
At least a 50% increase in sales at all of our properties.
And the kitchens will be well stocked. Between the three restaurants, he says, they ordered hundreds of cases of chicken wings and over a ton of pot roast.
The purveyors were very happy to see that as well. So it's definitely a spin-off effect going on between the entire region and benefiting from this playoff run.
Chris Kay at WBFO News.